Praise God. God bless this country. You hear me say it often. We're not perfect, but we are the best. And as I said before, we're going to be out of this world, but we're in this world. If we're in this world, I want to be in the United States of America. I've lived outside the United States of America. It's a whole different place away from here. As many problems as we have, it's still the greatest country in the world. It's the country that supports Israel the most. It's the country that supports Christianity the most. And it's the country that has done the most for the world of any country in the world. And we're quite honored by that. At least I am. So, if you don't have any sins, confess them now. Now, please repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
thank you for cleansing me
thank you for cleansing me
of all unrighteousness.
of all unrighteousness,
According to 1 John 1:9.
according to 1 John 1:9.
Those who have to please establish the kingdom of God.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we bind up every demon, devil, and evil spirit. You cannot affect this service in any way, shape, or form. And the angels of God encamp themselves round about us with a hedge of protection. And we thank you, Lord God, that we have a strong Zoom connection, a strong spiritual connection, and that we have a strong godly firewall so that the enemy cannot see, hear, or know what we are doing, saying, or teaching. And that we bind up the enemy so you cannot steal the word of God planted in our hearts, and that whatever we hear, it increases our faith, and it will the word of God will bear much fruit in our lives. We thank you, Lord God, that the will of our Heavenly Father will be done on earth as it is in heaven, as we reestablish the kingdom of God in us, on us, and around us. And we, our family, and our loved ones, and everything that pertains to us is protected all the way above us, through the heavens, past the air rights, all the way below us, through the core of the earth, and stops at the gates of hell, and 360 degrees around us, wherever we go, whatever we do, in Jesus' name, is protected. We thank you, Lord God, that we continue to agree in Jesus' name that we have on the full armor of God, and it is automatic so that we are operating in stealth mode whenever we are praying, so that the enemy doesn't know who's in that armor. And we bind up any retaliation, any witchcraft, works of darkness, any mistakes, errors, challenges of any kind. And we loosen to our lives not only the will of our Heavenly Father to be done on earth as it is in heaven in this service, but in everything that we do, in Jesus' name, that we'll always be in the right place at the right time, never in the wrong place at the wrong time. We thank you, Lord God, that every person tonight will receive ministry of what they need from the Holy Spirit. And everybody that agrees says,
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Okay. Bless. Praise the Lord Jesus. All right. So, Heavenly Father, we just thank you, praise you, worship, we glorify your holy name. Again, we thank you for this 250th anniversary coming up of our great country. And we thank you, Lord, that as we go forward today, we're preparing to be disciples for the end times. As we pray for this, we prepare ourselves to get rid of any and all demonic blockages that are causing challenges in our lives. And these challenges will be eradicated, completely eradicated once and for all. Go forward, preparing us for victory, to be the people that lead our families, our loved ones, our friends, fellow congregation members, through these challenging times. It will be an example to people. And as people see that we are having victory, they're going to come to you through us in Jesus' name. Glory to your name. Praise Lord Jesus.
Amen. Okay. We've been doing the series, Wait with Glad Expectation, and we are going to be continuing that tonight. And we have been breaking curses on certain sections. In part eight, where if you don't have that with you, then you can just take notes. But it's going to be under part eight, section H, and it'll be number three. And we're analyzing if you have any challenges in any of these specific areas that God can heal and restore you to health physically and emotionally. So if you haven't been keeping up with our series, just go back. When you look at our outlines and you print them out, they usually will tell you when it started. This was started Sunday and Wednesday, 3/26/2025. And then we went 5/21 and then all these other dates. So whichever ones that you miss, there are prayers, exercises, assignments on each one that you won't want to miss if you didn't get to be there. I encourage you to go back and review that video. And that's how you find it. And where do you find that? I'll put it on the chat. It's abcchurchondemand.org. And you'll be able to just look up by date. So we already broke curses on all of these: unforgiveness, self-unforgiveness, hatred, and self-hatred. Anything you dislike, you may not realize is a form of hatred, or dislike about yourself is self-hatred or dislike about your life. Rejection and self-rejection, deception and self-deception, denial and self-denial, defensiveness and self-defensiveness, justification and self-justification, condemnation and self-condemnation, neglect and self-neglect. When we break curses on them every week, Pastor James likes to reiterate these that we already broke curses on in case someone had another challenge in that area that they were not aware of that sprung up this week. And you want to specifically name what that was under that category. And today we are going to be targeting sabotage and self-sabotage, or opposing myself. The Bible says that we do oppose ourselves, or punishment and self-punishment. Now, most of us, we don't punish other people. But sometimes there are people who can be mean and do things that are a form of revenge towards someone. And that can be like a form of punishment coming against the person. Sometimes in the secular realm, someone might be in an administration or a job environment where someone thinks that they are a little Hitler, and that person puts too much workload on people, and they don't do it to purposefully punish the employees, but some of the employees feel like it, and it may not be on purpose, but if you're feeling that way, you need to repent of it and forgive the person who might be overloading you beyond what is normal. There's a lot of people in workplaces that they have laid off many, many people because of inflation, because of the pandemic, because of all kinds of things. And now they have less workers and the same amount of work. And we've gotten many, many prayer requests of people feeling completely too overwhelmed and overloaded. And we'll go over some of that in a minute. So
let's start with sabotage and self-sabotage. Now, Sabotage the self, sabotage opposing the self. This is a big one for a lot of people because Satan is very sneaky and he sets people up to fail. That's what he does. Okay. For example, if someone has an alcoholic problem, he probably shouldn't be spending any time walking down the alcoholic aisles at the grocery store. Okay. He set himself up. What's happening? Well, he's remember the times he used to enjoy drinking or something like that. Or maybe the person is a diabetic challenge, okay? And they've got all these sugary sweets around, but they say, well, that's okay because I can just get myself a shot of insulin and I'm okay. The problem is that over time, that insulin doesn't do the same as it used to do, and the body's still affected by it, okay? Self-sabotage also comes from unworthiness. People will be ready for promotion, but because they don't feel they're ready for it or something, they'll actually subconsciously be challenged to make mistakes, which take them out of the running for the promotion. It sounds kind of strange, but it happens all the time. Now, sabotage is somebody who sets somebody else to fail. You can sabotage somebody by, you know, making sure that the work isn't done properly for them, or you get your load of them 2 minutes before the deadline is due, the timeline is due. That's sabotaging the other person, you know. And there's a lot of that that goes on in the world today. So if you're in any situation where that happens, you know, I mean, it's just the world we live in. Another form of self-sabotage is somebody who doesn't take care of their car properly. They're setting themselves up, if they don't check the brakes right, they're setting themselves up to have an accident in the future, you know. They'll change the oil, set themselves up for other challenges with the engine. It's all about doing what you need to do properly and make sure you take care of all the details that somebody can't sabotage you or you can't sabotage yourself. This is a seriously big challenge for a lot of people. Okay. Past medicine, also known as something. It's also as passive aggressive behavior. Thank you, Pastor Matthew. Yes. You know, that's a lot with husbands and wives too, that they do passive aggressive behavior. So We must be very careful about that. You know, it doesn't mean we don't love the person, but maybe the person's upset at somebody and doing something wrong. There's a lot of issues and challenges. So as you think about this, we do the prayers, pray about it, but you may find throughout the week, as I always say this, keep your mind attuned as the Holy Spirit reveal things to you that you've forgotten about. Maybe it was when you were a child, you know, maybe you did something that sabotaged somebody or something. You'll need to repent of that when the time is right, but think about when things are happening and go with that.
Yeah, don't forget to have your printout of your outline so that you can write notes on it and things that you are praying about and throughout the week that you're needing to be very vigilant to identify if any of these sins crop up again or temptation of disliking yourself again. Remember that we started this series way back in March, and one of the homework assignments was to look in the mirror and sing, I love me with the love of the Lord. I love myself with the love of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And do it three times and look in your eyes. And Deborah did a great job on Sunday with that ministry she had, the teaching. And I like that she put a new spin on it, that she uses her phone to look at herself as in a selfie, because you can't always have a mirror with you. And I think that people should do that on a regular basis who have a hard time with yourself. And it really helps you to learn to love yourself. Sometimes that when we know we have to do assignments like that, a self-sabotage could be, I am supposed to do my assignment and I don't have time to look in the mirror. I don't have time for, you know, but now everybody has a phone. Mm-hmm. Everybody can use a selfie. And so you are not going to oppose yourself as much if you can do it anytime, anywhere, any place. Why? Because when we learn to love ourselves as God loves us, perfect love of God that's in us, because we already have God in us and He's perfect, will blossom, will flow out of you. And perfect love casts out what? Fear. So when you learn to love yourself more, then it helps to combat fear. And fear and perfect love, when they're operating to the fullest degree, cannot operate at the same time. It's like two sides of a coin. Okay. So fear will magnetize terrible things that you're afraid of to come to you. Faith will resist it and repel it away from you. And so perfect love, as you're walking in that faith, casts out all fear. That means that it'll flee from you because you're submitted to God's word to love yourself, to love others. And then that perfect love is just going to exude out of you, and fear is going to flee every time it tries to attack you. And you will resist it because you're submitted to God, according to James 4:7. So that's a very important thing. What areas are you sabotaging others? For instance, if you're on a weight loss plan and someone wants to stay strict, and you say, "Let's go have pie together today." Now, if you both decide you want to take a break and then jump back on, then it's a decision, and then you're still eating the calories that you're not exceeding your daily count. That's a different thing. But if, one person says, "No, I want to stay on my diet," like, "Oh, come on, go with me. I don't want to go to the ice cream place by myself." Is that a form of sabotage? Yes.
Or even more than that, the spouse is at home and the other spouse brings home the pie.
Now
Oh, I saw this in the store, dear. Oh my goodness. Can't
we have to eat it. You have to join me.
it go to waste now.
Oh, well, now it's there. And then they, Okay. So, what other ways do we oppose ourselves? Well, disobedience to what God wants us to do. What are some things that God has told you that He wants you to do, and you're somehow just not getting to it? Is it a form of complacency? Is it a form of being overloaded on in your schedule? Whatever it is, we need to sit down and say, "Lord, help me change my schedule so that I can focus and prioritize what you told me to do." And then when, here we go, Matthew 6:33, we always refer back to that. Seek God first, do what He tells you to do first, and His righteousness, and everything else He will add to you and give you what you need. In fact, He'll accelerate it where you have to spend less time than normal because of His rewarding you of being obedient to Him. So you might want to write down, "Lord, is there something in my life that I have forgotten to do that you want me to do, or that I didn't know how to incorporate that in my life, or I just have not done it for whatever reason?" And you may want to repent of opposing yourself, because the blessings that you've been waiting for are right there. If you would obey God and do what He tells you to do, then the blessings will run to overtake you. But sometimes when we aren't obedient, we're the ones that are putting the brakes on, and we're saying, "God, what's happening? Why aren't you helping me?" But we're the ones that aren't fulfilling what God wants us to do. So it is putting a delay on our blessings. So that might be a situation with some people for you to consider and look at. And if you say, "I don't know why I do this every time I'm trying to build a relationship, I do something dumb to offend the person, and then the person doesn't want to be my friend anymore." Is that a self-sabotage? Is that opposing ourselves? Yes, it is. How do you fix that? You need a faith action plan. Maybe you need to go to a pastor or a leader and say, "How do I fix this? What am I doing, and how do I need to improve in this area, because sometimes it's a learned skill. But if you don't like yourself and you're afraid of rejection, sometimes you might reject others before they reject you, and you don't even realize you're doing it. Okay, I don't know who needed that, but somebody needed to hear that. Okay, so those are some examples you need to look at if there's any of those sins in your life. Some are generational. And you can see that somebody is not supposed to have something and they do it anyway. It's not good for them. They're hurting themselves. Somebody gets involved with the same kind of bad personality type in a relationship, and the pattern of dysfunctional relationship starts over and over and over. And everybody else can see it but the person. And then they say, why do I have terrible relationships that are very abusive? Well, you're picking the wrong person. Do you want to change that? You might need to get some counseling, but you have to admit it, repent of it, and break curses on it, and then ask God to help you. Okay, punishment, self-punishment. That's big.
Well, no. Pastor Karen and I both grew up Catholic, and Catholics have a lot of great things about them, but they also do something called penance, which is punishment. And the bottom line is Jesus took all our punishment for us. We don't have to do that. All we do is ask and receive our forgiveness. We don't have to be punished for our sins, okay? We have to promise not to do them again, but there's no go out and do X number of projects or things to get over it, you know? There's no say X number of prayers to be forgiven of the sin, you know, and you only say 99 instead of 100. You don't get forgiven. That's not the way it works, okay? It's you're forgiven, so forth. Now, self-punishment is a very interesting thing, because a lot of people take that with unworthiness and they feel like they have to do something because they've done something. Satan plays this trick on people a lot. Well, you remember back when you were X number of years old and you did this, you know, and they feel bad, they feel guilty, they have challenges with it, you know. So they feel they have to self-punish something. If you go back to ancient Greek mythology, that's big where the punishment came in. When somebody did something, they had to go do something to offset it. We don't have to do that. We were forgiven at the cross 2,000 years ago. All we do is receive our forgiveness and go on and sin no more. We don't have to beat ourselves up over anything, you know, don't have to feel bad about it, you know. And I know people that feel bad about things for decades. And I know people that had a problem happen to them decades ago. And because of that, they punish everybody around them, you know. So the bottom line is, forgive and receive forgiveness and quit doing anything to cause problems to anybody else or to yourselves. When you find something creeping in on you, stop, CRB, and get rid of it so you don't do it again. Okay? All right. So, ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, remember, if you don't think that you have any challenges in some areas, we're using the word, if I have any challenge in these areas, Lord, please show me and I repent of it in case. I know Apostle Joshua had recommended that when we did the cleansing retreats to go up anyway, even if you don't think you have a challenge with a certain area, just in case we did, and then we could get set free of it. So I recommend that you pray the prayer over each and every category, even if you don't think you have challenges in those areas, and we ask the Holy Spirit to reveal it to us.
All right, praise the Lord. So I'm going to repeat after me now. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
If I had any challenges in these areas.
If I've had any challenges in these areas.
I confess and repent of the sins of.
And I confess and repent of the sins of.
Sabotage.
If I've had.
I said that.
If I've had any sabotage.
And self-sabotage.
And self-sabotage.
And opposing myself.
And opposing myself.
Any punishment.
Any punishment.
And self-punishment.
And self-punishment.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Okay. We're also going to repeat the ones before cases that's crept up on us. Any unforgiveness and self-unforgiveness.
Also, if there has been any unforgiveness or self-unforgiveness.
If there's been any hatred or self-hatred.
If there's been any hatred or self-hatred.
And dislike.
And dislike.
There's been any rejection or self-rejection.
If there's been any rejection and self-rejection.
There's been any deception and self-deception.
If there has been any deception and self-deception.
There's been any denial and self-denial.
If there's been any denial and self-denial.
There's been any defensiveness and self-defensiveness.
If there's been any defensiveness and self-defensiveness.
There's been any justification and self-justification.
If there's been any justification and self-justification.
There's been any condemnation and self-condemnation.
If there's been any condemnation and self-condemnation.
If there's been neglect and self-neglect.
If there's been any neglect and self-neglect.
Okay. All right. Repeat after me, please. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I repent of.
I repent of.
All my sins of.
All my sins of.
Attitudes.
Attitudes.
Intentions.
Intentions.
Desires.
Desires.
Thoughts.
Thoughts.
Memories.
Memories.
Words.
Words.
Actions or deeds.
Actions or deeds.
Concerning these sins.
Concerning these sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
And or anyone from my heart.
And or anyone from my heart.
Who have participated.
Who have participated.
In these sins.
In these sins.
Or caused me to sin.
Or caused me to sin.
Or been affected by these sins.
Or been affected by these sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I bless all of us.
I bless all of us.
From my heart.
From my heart.
And I love each person.
And I love each person.
And myself.
And myself.
With the love of the Lord.
With the love of the Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I renounce Satan.
I renounce Satan.
And every demon.
And every demon.
Devil and evil spirit.
Devil and evil spirit.
Behind these sins.
Behind these sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I take away.
I take away.
The legal right of Satan.
The legal right of Satan.
Every demon.
Every demon.
Devil.
Devil.
An evil spirit.
An evil spirit.
To operate in.
To operate in.
Or on me.
Or on me.
My body.
My body.
Or my life.
Or my life.
Because of these sins.
Because of these sins.
And you can no longer.
And you can no longer.
Affect me.
Affect me.
In any way.
In any way.
Shape or form.
Shape or form.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I break every ungodly soul tie.
I break every ungodly soul tie.
Ungodly heart tie.
Ungodly heart tie.
Ungodly thought tie.
Ungodly thought tie.
Ungodly mind tie.
Ungodly mind tie.
Ungodly body tie.
Ungodly body tie.
Ungodly tongue tie.
Ungodly tongue tie.
And negative word tie.
And negative word tie.
To these sins.
To these sins.
And to every person.
And to every person.
And spiritual being.
And spiritual being.
Connected to.
Connected to.
Or behind these sins.
Or behind these sins.
And I cancel.
And I cancel.
Make null and void.
Make null and void.
All negative words.
All negative words.
That I could have spoken.
That I could have spoken.
Over myself.
Over myself.
Or others.
Or others.
Or that other people.
Or that other people.
Could have spoken.
Could have spoken.
Over me.
Over me.
And my family.
And my family.
Especially.
Especially.
Any diagnoses.
Any diagnoses.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I break every curse.
I break every curse.
Every generational curse.
Every generational curse.
Every ungodly vow.
Every ungodly vow.
Every ungodly covenant.
Every ungodly covenant.
Or promise.
Or promise.
Every ungodly contract.
Every ungodly contract.
Every ungodly hold.
Every ungodly hold.
Every ungodly hook.
Every ungodly hook.
Every ungodly obligation.
Every ungodly obligation.
Every ungodly expectation.
Every ungodly expectation.
Every ungodly goal.
Every ungodly goal.
Or dream.
Or dream.
Every diagnosis.
Every diagnosis.
And every connection to evil.
And every connection to evil.
Resulting from these sins.
Resulting from these sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I have been.
I have been.
Set free.
Set free.
By Jesus Christ.
By Jesus Christ.
Ladies say she.
She.
Men say he.
He.
Whom the Son sets free.
Whom the Son sets free.
Is free indeed.
Is free indeed.
I. Say your name.
Karen.
James. Am now free.
Am now free.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. So see this list. Make sure that all week long you look and make sure sabotage, self-sabotage, opposing yourself, punishment, self-punishment. Don't try to sneak back in or any of these other ones from starting from A through K. Okay, so we pray that you'll be able to identify if those challenges ever try to challenge you, okay? All right, so in the chat, I did put there the address where you can go to look at any of the series or review the ones that you've missed or want to review it again, abcchurchondemand.org at our ABC Video Library. The Wait with Glad Expectations series. Okay, put a number one in the chat if this teaching tonight blessed you in any way. Put number one in the chat. Okay, great. Praise the Lord. And you know, there's some things that you might need to learn more about yourself that you didn't realize that God is showing and revealing you. Praise the Lord. Okay. Some of you are receiving that. Thank you, Lord, for helping people. Pastor James, would you have an impartation to help people who have gone through any sabotage, self-sabotage, or opposing themselves, or punishment, or self-punishment challenges, or any of these self things that we've gone through, to help them be blessed to recognize, identify them more, and not do that again?
A lot of you had felt sabotaged, like growing up in schools, or in the workplace sometimes, that you may need to process and bring back to memory if you buried so deep. So Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray, we worship, we glorify your holy name. We just bless everybody here to get rid of any challenges of sabotage or self-sabotage, of punishment and self-punishment. And we thank you, Lord, that when you went to the cross, you took all these challenges away with you. And we thank you, Jesus, because you are inside of us now. We can get rid of all these hooks and chains the devil keeps trying to put us to pull us down with these demonic weapons. But as we put on the whole armor of God, we let no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we stand on that word right now. And we become totally forgiven and totally diligent to do things that do not self-sabotage ourselves, and that any sabotage that happened in the past, we are able to prevent that from coming back to attack us. And we don't sabotage anybody ourselves because we're good, godly people. And for punishment and self-punishment, we don't need to punish or self-punish ourselves anymore, Lord, because we receive the fact that you took that punishment when you went to the cross, and we've been forgiven. And your blood washed us white as snow, that there is no remnant of anything demonic, because we receive your glory and all that you did to bless us. And we thank you, Lord, that we've eradicated all these attachments from us. And we go forward today that as you show us any specific instances that we can CRB and get rid of them right now, and we can forgive the people that have affected us in the past, or we find any mistakes we made, we can forgive ourselves for them once and for all, but they no longer can attach themselves to us and pull us down, because there's no weight to them anymore. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us We receive every blessing you have for us in Jesus' name. Glory to our name.
And everyone that agrees says, amen. Okay, if you can put a number 2 in the chat, if you received a blessing. Wow, Pastor James prayed for us. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you. Thank you, Lord. There's a lot of people getting set free right now. I just see chains breaking over you. Spiritually, hearts that were broken are being mended by the Lord right now because of all these challenges. And that you see that you don't have to go through this anymore. And God is showing you and opening the eyes of your understanding and flooding it with light and showing you how much he loves you. And that you truly are set free from all these things. Who's receiving that anointing right now? Go ahead and put a 2 in the chat. That anointing is very, very, very strong. Put a 2 in that chat, receiving that anointing. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Wow. There's another big wave of glory coming, ministering to deep, deep coggles, deep, deep parts of your heart that you never even realized you needed. Wow, some people are really, really getting set free. Fresh wave of that anointing is hitting everyone now too. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Wow. Breaking off a lot of bondages, getting people set free, especially of your self-esteem, self-worth. Wow. Really big right now. Setting you free. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just raise your hands and receive it. If you're in a place where you can do that, if you're driving, don't take your hands off the steering wheel. Just receive it anyway. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. This is a very intense anointing. It's almost like a laser going into your heart and removing all these self-challenges, all of it. Just removing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Setting you free. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Wow, that's awesome. Wow, just keep basking in that anointing for the rest of the evening. Impart it to someone in your home, or just pray over your loved ones and put your hands towards wherever they live to send it by airmail. Ready for communion?
Yes, praise God. Okay, we're ready for communion. Let's go ahead and do a USP again. If you know any sins, confess them now. If not, please repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing us.
Thank you for cleansing us.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1:9.
According to 1 John 1:9.
Okay, and Andrew's going to do communion for us today. And we started just having one person do communion, which saves a little hassle back and forth. So, Andrew, go ahead and do the communion, please.
Of course. Jesus, Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed and took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When Jesus Christ went to the whipping post and had 39 stripes He broke the bondage of all sickness and diseases. And when we take the body right now, we are healthy, restored, rejuvenated the way God intended us to be. Let us partake right now in the body of Christ.
We agree and receive Jesus' name.
In the same manner in which he took the cup for the supper and saying, this is the cup in the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me. Heavenly Father, you went up and poured out your blood for us, your life-giving, life-restoring blood, purifying us as white as snow. In the name of Jesus, we now partake of your life-giving, life-saving, life-restoring blood of Jesus Christ. Let us partake now.
Thank you, Andrew. That was very good. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Andrew.
And of course, our 20 affirmations.
Okay.
You want to lead them?
Sure. Why not?
Go ahead.
All right. Everyone with me? I'm going to, is it okay if I do we rather than I? Or
in this group, you should do we, yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. And one more with feeling. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Great job. Thank you. Okay, Mary Helen also received a word from the Lord that there was a lot of absorption that we've been receiving tonight from that and great anointing as God is ministering to us. Thank you. Praise the Lord. All right. Do you want to choose someone for next
communion? Rita, would you do communion next week?
That'd be July 9th.
She might have had to step away. Okay.
Rita, are you there?
He said she had a challenge to step away.
Oh, she had a plumbing challenge. Oh, yeah.
Maria, would you go to communion next week?
Yes.
All right. We look forward to it. Thank you very much.
Wonderful. Praise the Lord. Okay.
All right. Praise God. Well, let's close in prayer then. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise, worship, we glorify you, and thank you for all you've done for us. We thank you for this day to get together, that people are starting to feel your anointing more and more. We pray they hear your voice continuously. They discern between you and the enemy. As they hear your voice, they go on from victory and victory as they go forward with favor and favor in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, as they go on tonight, they have a sweet, deep, uninterrupted sleep in Jesus' name. And once again, Lord, we thank you for we live in this great country as we celebrate our 250th anniversary. And we thank you that you set us up to be the country, do all the good that we do. And that we as Christians in this country, we can bless the world in Jesus' name. And as this country is the country that you place us in. We're in this world, but not of them. We're not of this world, but in this world. We're grounded in this country here. And we thank you, Lord, that everybody here receives all the blessings you bestow upon us here in this country. In Jesus' name, amen.
And everyone that agrees says, amen. Okay, praise the Lord. This concludes this Overcomers Club service. And we have some announcements.